Hello.
Hey, so I was able to speak with everyone else on our list that we're contracted with, and they were unable to assist. Now, I can speak with more people, but it may just take a little bit more time. And these are just people that we're not contracted with. So if you're open to that option, we can do that as well. Or the two-hour ETA is still on the table, either or.
I got a question real quick.
Yeah.
So are they gonna accept it if the vehicle's late? Because like I said, the 2 hours, they'll probably be closing up by then.
Now, if he's supposed, I think most repair shops, they do after hour drop off, so it could be an option. I would just give him a call and see first. Because they may offer it there if you don't. Do you know or not? If they do.
Can you hear me when I call for you? You can hear me?
Is there...
I'm on the phone.
Oh, who's on the phone?
The same lady.
Oh, what's she say?
She said she couldn't find any unless it's outside of the normal ones, basically. Right? I got that right?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Can you just explain it to my auntie real quick?
Okay, so basically what happened was I spoke with everyone that we're contracted with, like the people that, you know, we pay to help us. So those tow people, I spoke with everyone on that list, and those people can't assist unless, you know, we're talking about the 2 hour and 3 hour ETA. But those people, you know, the rest of the people, they can assist, but I told him that I could speak with people that were not contracted with as well if he wanted to do it that way, but it may take a little bit more time.
So the people outside of y'all contracts, they charge? They don't do the 5 mile?
Well, you would still be covered, but it would be us that we would have to, you know, initially pay for it. So we would try to have to, you know, come down to their standards. So if they want like 100, we got to see, you know, we have to price everything because we're not contracted with them. So if we want 80 for it and they want 100, we want, you know, so it may take a little bit of time is what I'm saying versus the 2 hours. So I can, you know, talk to them if you would like, or I can accept the other one, either or.
And what that charge will be added to whatever happens at Monica, is that what she's saying?
I guess we'll pay this.
You guys are covered for this tow, so you don't have to pay at all.
Okay.
No, ma'am, you wouldn't have to pay. But do you know what you would prefer to do instead?
Well, let me check and see if they'll do after-hour pickup, because if not, then the 2 hour or the 3 hour won't work at this point. It's 4:35.
Right.
And then,
okay.
Yeah.
So I would just see about that and just give us a call back, and any agent can pick up where I left off and answer any questions that you have.
See if she can do it.
Do what? Check with the other people?
Yeah, tell them to go ahead and do that. I mean, if she can find somebody, I mean, then drop the call, drop the keys off to them.
So just do the 2 hour ETA?
Or
did you want me to?
Huh?
Or did you want me to keep working on it and try to find someone else?
Just check the outside contractors and then just call me back and see if you find anything, or I'll just call you back because I'm about to call Monica again and see if they'll take the car after hours.
Because I'm not gonna be able to get your call directly. Maybe you can just call in and just tell the agent to tell me and just message me about it, and I'll just still work on it.
Okay, how do I do that?
I'm not sure if my manager will actually let me go out of network, considering that, you know, it was some ETAs given. So how about could you just check with them first, and then we go from there?
So-called Monica?
That's the number.
Yeah, I would just call them first, actually, before we get off the phone to confirm.
Okay.
Yeah.
844-888. Wait, no, that's right. That's 225.
Okay.
225-910-6011.
This call may be recorded to improve your Meineke experience.
Yeah, I was trying to see if y'all do any after-hour pickups because they said the tow truck is a 2-hour ETA, and I think y'all was going to close before then.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll send a tow truck. It don't matter if it comes after hours.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, we have a night truck. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure the tow truck driver has the name and phone number and everything so we can get in touch when we get them all.
Okay. Perfect. All right, man.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So I'm glad that we got that understood. So that's good on that. So I'm going to just call the provider back and let him know that you're okay with the 2-hour ETA.
Okay.
Do you need anything else from me?
Are they going to call or are they just going to come to the address?
So basically, once I get everything set up, you'll receive that message and it'll have the phone number of the person who's coming, when they should arrive, as well as the name of the company. So everything will be in the message.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And do you have any other questions?
Yes. So there's no extra fee that's covered and everything?
No, everything is covered, yes. No extra fees at all. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I know it's a little off the walls. I ain't trying to embarrass myself, but you sound really pretty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You get that a lot?
Yeah.
Hey, it's fine.
I do.
I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to, because I know they record the calls or whatever, but you're not allowed to give out any info, huh?
Hmm?
Oh, so you're not allowed to give out any info, no personal info, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can do that. No, I'm sorry.
Man, can I at least get a name?
Marche.
Work with a survey? Yeah, I know you fine. You said Darcy?
I said Marche.
Marche, yeah, I know you fine. Okay, I ain't gonna hold you up no longer though. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and you have a nice rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye, thank you.
All right.